Have you ever sat in a classroom,
Yeah.
completely anchored to your chair, but your brain was just
Oh, on another planet entirely.
right, like mentally planning your groceries or reliving some awkward conversation from like 3 years ago?
Oh, definitely. Always.
Well, today we're doing a custom-tailored deep dive into a document you sent us that tries to manage that exact paradox.
Yeah, it's a PDF you provided, and it's explicitly titled Policy on Learner Attendance 2010.
Exactly. And our mission today is just to unpack what the highly specific vocabulary of this one title reveals about, well, institutional priorities from that exact year.
Because it really gets at this fundamental institutional anxiety, right? Like, how do you actually prove people are doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Right. You can't.
No, you can't. So the words chosen for this title give us a surprisingly clear window into how organizations try to mandate an internal state, through external tracking.
Right, so take the choice to use the word learner instead of just, student.
Yeah, that's a very deliberate choice.
It is. Labeling someone a learner implies this active, ongoing process, like a sponge actively absorbing water.
Right, as opposed to just a passive participant taking up space in a room.
Exactly.
Okay.
It means the institution expects the internal gears to be turning, not just, a mouth opening to passively receive information.
But that expectation immediately clashes with the very next word in the title, which is attendance.
Oh, totally.
Because when an administration pairs the expectation of active learning with a requirement for physical attendance, they're making a massive assumption.
Yeah, they really are.
They're basically saying that verifiable physical presence is the non-negotiable first step for that internal digestion of knowledge.
I have to challenge that premise, though. I mean, does having a strict attendance policy actually guarantee that any learning is taking place?
Oh,
Or
no.
does it merely track who managed to walk through the door? Like, is it just a turnstile?
It's definitely a turnstile, but I mean, it's a turnstile built out of pure necessity. The institution is basically relying on a proxy.
Because they have to?
Right. An administration cannot crack open your skull to measure if your mind is actually engaged, but they can very easily count if your body is in the seat.
Because presence is measurable. And if it's measurable, it's enforceable.
Exactly. Which brings us to the next keyword, why this isn't just titled Guidelines for Showing Up.
Right, it's a policy.
Yes, a policy. That word codifies the turnstile. It indicates a move from, casual guidelines to a codified, rigid set of rules that actually govern behavior.
Complete with consequences.
Right. A policy is really the ultimate administrative tool for maintaining order across a large system.
It standardizes the proxy. But I think the era when this standard was locked in is just as important as the rules themselves.
Oh, absolutely. The 2010 timestamp.
Right, because this is a PDS, it freezes the document in time. It's this permanent, unalterable snapshot of what an institution deemed critical over a decade ago.
And that specific 2010 baseline helps us understand the historical context of educational compliance.
Pre-Zoom, basically.
Exactly. Back in 2010, we didn't have widespread hybrid schedules or digital learning
No
dashboards.
remote classrooms.
Right. Physical attendance was essentially the only way to verify participation. The prevailing mindset was that physical presence and educational presence were the exact same thing.
So, to summarize for you, the core takeaway here isn't just about showing up for class.
No, it's much bigger than that.
Yeah, the very title of this Policy on Learner Attendance 2010 PDF establishes a formalized, time-stamped commitment to measuring and enforcing active participation.
Using the blunt instrument of physical presence, it really highlights that eternal organizational struggle of tracking the invisible work of learning using a visible metric.
Right. So we'll leave you with a final thought to mull over. If you had to draft a brand new attendance policy for your own personal goals or your organization today,
In our modern world of remote work and digital footprints.
exactly. How would you measure true active attendance rather than just tracking who managed to log in or show up?